I'm Luke Skywalker. This is my son, Ben.
I know.
The girl gave a little shrug.
I am Vistara Kai.
And you are a Sith.
I was.
Luke raised a brow. You are no longer?
Now I am raining leaves.
Then if you've chosen to abandon your Sith ways, you wouldn't mind telling us all about your former life. Vistara's illusory smile became real.
No matter how I regard myself now, my friends are my friends, and my kin are my kin. Shall I tell you all about them, so you can go to them and slay them?
Luke shook his head, dismissing her protest. All it takes to do evil is to stand aside while others do it, when a single word from you could have stopped it.
It's also hard to talk of them without, in some sense, calling to them, summoning them. Do you want me to summon them to this place?
Yes. Luke kept his voice matter of fact. If that's what it takes.
I do not wish Oleana hurt. Not her. Not my new clan.
She's lying!
Ben's tone was exasperated. Luke did not have to look at his son to know that Ben was rolling his eyes. Luke wanted to tell his son, of course she's lying, yet you can learn almost as much from the lies as you can from the truth. But he did not. Instead, he let Ben feel a flash of irritation and outwardly ignored his son's interjection. For one who is anxious to be free of the Sith, you fought alongside your companion with exceptional dedication.
Of course I did. To do any less than your best effort at any time is to invite punishment. Is it not so with your Jedi?
Luke ignored the question. What can you tell us of your homeworld?
Nothing.
And your plans? Your aims? Whatever brought you to the Maw Cluster in the first place? Vistara shrugged.
Nothing.
Vistara leaned toward Luke.
Just let me be. Let me stay among the raining leaves. Stop chasing me.
Where did you crash your yacht? She blinked, as if surprised to be asked a question she could choose to answer.
He was in the middle of the jungle. I don't know where. All the instrumentation was out. After the crash, I wandered for hours before Oleana found me.
Where is your lightsaber?
It was in my cabin when I began my landing run. When the crash happened, there was nothing left of the cabin. I couldn't find any sign of my gear.
Are you done?
Oleana did not sound so much worried for Vistara as annoyed with Luke. Luke considered his answer, but Ben spoke first.
Oleana, this girl is a Sith, and that means she's pure evil. She's like a thermal detonator rolling around your camp waiting to go off. When she does, you and all your clan... Evil?
Vistara practically sputtered the word.
Being Sith has nothing to do with good or evil, any more than being Jedi does.
Ben glared at her, outraged.
How can you say that? People become Sith and they do nothing but evil.
Oh, I suppose that explains your Jason Solo, whom we have heard of.
It does. He was Sith.
He was Jedi, and you know it.
He became Sith,
Ben insisted.
Be quiet.
Luke spoke softly, but put some extra emphasis on his words through the Force. All four of those near him leaned away as he spoke. He returned his attention to Vistara, but Oleana spoke first.
Not these Jedi, nor any Sith can take you away from us. You need feel no fear.
She leaned over to embrace Vistara. Knowing that they were not likely to glean anything more that night, Luke rose, gave the Dathomiri women a little bow, and led Ben back toward the Offworlders' campfire. Once they were far enough away that the women could not hear them, Ben, irritated, kicked a stone.
She's playing them, like they're a sabacc deck. A children's sabacc deck.
Luke gave his son a disapproving look.
She played you exactly the same way. She drew you into an argument that was all emotion, no logic. And since she's Sith and you're Jedi, that means she won, hands down.
Ben was silent for a long moment. Then he kicked another rock.
Yeah, I know.